Every year, previously confidential government documents are released to the public under the 30-year rule. But this year, fewer documents than usual will be released because the National Archives only has enough space to take about a quarter of the available material due to a temporary lack of storage space. The trade union Forsa has published research claiming that there are other serious problems at the archives, particularly a lack of staff. Forsa's Assistant Secretary General Sean Carabini has been outlining the problem.
We had a concern about this for a few years, so we actually undertook a proper study of it. We compared the National Archives here to archives in Denmark, in Scotland and in Northern Ireland, which are similarly sized archives, so that made sense. And things were a lot worse than we thought from any angle you look at it. Basically, we have an awful lot fewer staff, like significantly fewer staff. We only have 45, 46 staff in the archives. Now, we have mandate to hire 60, but we can't even do that. Compare that to the likes of the Danish archives is a good touchstone. They have over 200 staff, so there's a serious difficulty there. And without the staff, it means you cannot give access to the records, you cannot do proper conservation, you cannot identify what has archival value. So all of this is failing. Additionally, we also found there's a legislative failing, because anytime they set up a new public sector body, they haven't been updating the necessity for these bodies to file. So the likes of NAMA has never been added to it. The likes of TUSLA has never been added to it. And as far as we can tell, there's roughly 150 public sector bodies that have never been added to it. So that could mean that because there are bodies out there that don't have a mandate to file, where are we going to be in 20 years' time when we're looking to tell the story of the housing crisis or the financial crisis?
And the situation is getting more complicated because It used to be a 30-year release rule.
Yes.
The government has passed legislation to bring that down to 20 years, but if you don't have enough staff for 30 years, how are you going to manage it 20 years?
Notionally, the idea of 20 years is a wonderful idea, but without the resources, it's just not real. It's just not going to work, you know? And the staff down there are struggling as it is. In fact, it's only because of the dedication of staff that the areas have been able to work as effectively as it has. You look, for example, at the likes of the census records that are online. That's how most people would know the National Archives. That's an example of what can be done when decent resourcing is put in. Imagine what could be done if they put in the resourcing across the archives. And something I found really, really interesting, there's an awful lot of stories the National Archives are not able to tell because they don't have the resources to tell the stories. A good example is after disestablishment, after the Church of Ireland was no longer the state church, the church began to divest itself of a lot of its property. There's huge interactions there between the state and the people. And there's about 7 or 9 pallets of documents that have never been opened up in the National Archives. There's a whole social history we've never been able to tell. And that's one of the chief records we have of the time between the famine and the 20th century. What stories are we not able to tell? It's really, really important as a functioning democracy that we have a place where citizens, where journalists, where historians can go in and look at the decisions we made, how we made them, why we made them, and learn from that.
Okay, but there are a lot of other demands for public money. There's health, there's housing, there's whitewater rafting.
Well, indeed. Well, look, there's an awful lot of competing calls on the public budget at the moment. But you have to understand, like, a budget is not a financial document. It's the most social document a government produces in a year because it's a weighted list of our social priorities. And what we're saying is there should be a space in there. There should be a nice space in there for us to be able to capture our story so that we can learn from it and continue to evolve and grow our democracy. We think that's a reasonable ask. And we think it's an ask as well, particularly as we commemorate the centenary of the decade that founded our state.
Okay, a lot of cynics will look at that and say, you're a trade union, you've commissioned research. Surprise, surprise, it says you should have more, your members should have more staff and better conditions.
That's true. We do believe our staff should have better conditions and we do believe we should have more staff working down there. But fundamentally, when you look at what a National Archive is and what it does as a repository of our story, it's also vital that we have that so we can learn from it. I want us to be in a position in 20 years' time to be able to tell the story as it's happening now. I want to know what other stories in there we haven't been able to tell. And a trade union, we're a social movement ourselves. We're interested in the story of our state. We're interested in how our state evolves and we're interested to learn from our past so we can better apply it to our future. We think that any reasonable person would look at this and say, you know what, that does actually deserve extra funding, put it. That does deserve our time and that does deserve the government's attention.
Sean Carabini of the trade union Forsa talking to me earlier.